local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Back like we never left. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable.
I would think Bobby Rossi would say something like that.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing. I don't want to just give the same, hey, everybody, what's going on?
Bobby's going to be with us at 35 after, isn't he?
Yes. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of him.
Does he know that?
Me saying I'm going to try to get a hold of him is my way of saying, thanks for reminding me. We're supposed to have Bobby on.
That's right.
Yeah, but at 5:20, we got Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections.
Yep.
And then at 5:35, fingers crossed, we'll get Bobby maybe in for a call in as well. So we've got a very loaded hour for you here. And of course, if you haven't figured it out already, the reason why we've got those gentlemen is because the two top stories today are the primary results in this area, especially, and then the DNC.
Yeah. But you also got to remember, tonight's Bands on the Beach.
Oh, come on. Yes, of course.
There's a lot of important things happening. Politics, come on, Bands on the Beach.
Yeah, if you hate politics.
Yeah, yard lights are on stage tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yes, that they will serve as the perfect distraction if you do not like political mumbo jumbo tonight.
And if you're thinking about going over to the Island Casino Beach to check out the show tonight, Bands on the Beach, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can bring along those blankets and beach chairs, leave old Fido and the pets and glass at home.
Yes. Yeah. Be sure to leave. Yeah. We always stress that. I've worked at Bands on the Beach before, and I think people still bring dogs. And if they still openly bring animals, I'm sure they've got something glass, some cup or something. But yes, be very aware of that. You're not supposed to have animals, not supposed to have glass there. But people are stupid. Watch your feet.
Hey, one thing I'd like to also remind folks, and if you haven't done it, I know a lot of people that have lived around this area for years. I mean, years. And they've never ridden the trolley. Over on the island.
Really?
You know,
I haven't, I don't think.
Well, you know what? This is a real exciting thing. And I say this with a little tongue in cheek here, but you can jump on that trolley down by the Portofino folks down on that side, take it all the way to Park West on the island, and just basically have a pretty darn good time yelling at people while you're driving down the street. It's an open trolley, for goodness sakes.
Yes. Yelling nice things,
but
I can't stress that enough.
I bring this to your attention because the free trolley service out on the beach operates from 4 to midnight every day. So after the concert tonight.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Jump on the trolley. Have yourself some good time there.
Especially, as I said it just a moment ago, I've worked at Bands on the Beach, especially when it's an agreeable band that a lot of people like. The yard lights are pretty good. It gets backed up. Lots full. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that, especially if you're just going to be willy-nilly driving out of the parking lot. Alrighty, let's see. Getting into a couple of our top stories here. The Democratic National Convention has a pretty loaded slate tonight. So let's see. What do we have here? We've got Doug Imhoff. Is that his last name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got him, and there was somebody else. Who
Obama.
Was it?
The Obamas.
We got the Obamas.
Just somebody else. Yeah,
we got the Obamas. They're definitely the headliners.
Wait, Bill's going to be there also.
There was somebody else, and I can't remember who.
Bill Clinton will be there also, you know.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton's there tomorrow. Yes, I believe he's tomorrow. Very loaded slate. Bobby talked to us about that last hour. It's unbelievable. But the thing is, Joe Biden, I mean, the current sitting president, the guy who's passing the torch, he was supposed to be momentous. A lot of people did not stick around to hear him finish speaking because they just got started too late. So they're going to try to get things started a bit earlier tonight. And yes, so the Obamas are going to be the headliner for sure.
Do you think that lineup would have changed if he were still running? Would they have stuck him at 11:30 at night?
Man, I would say I don't know because he would be like all the more prioritized of a speaker. But how much more prioritized can you be? You know what I mean? I mean, if you're the president and you're passing the torch and yada, yada, yada. You chose this woman to be your running mate. Now you're willingly stepping away from your campaign to have her take over. It's like your voice means more on this than anyone's, technically.
I guess her next comment was, I didn't know I was a running mate. I didn't know I was the energy czar. I didn't know. Does she know that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I will say Biden, even with it being as late as it was, it seemed like he did relatively well. You know, I will say that even if people didn't stick around to see it, that would have probably been the time to stick around if you wanted to see, like, great speech, great performance and all that. Of course, it wasn't perfect. Nobody is. But nonetheless, yeah, Biden just went a little bit too late there, so they're going to try to change that. As I'm speaking to you now, it is 5:15 on the nose. So we're going to get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, several spots to note. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, traveling towards Palafox Street, we did have some backups there, still pretty severe, though they have lessened significantly. Also, 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox is looking pretty rough at this time. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we do have some backups developing in that area that are reaching back towards I-10. And then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is also quite a pain. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87, is also looking rough. And then, my goodness, then.
Is there more?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you can tell because I'm starting to breathe heavy. I'm trying not to faint here.
All right.
Highway 90, also known as Caroline Street, over in the Pace Milton areas. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we do have some backups there. And same if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline. That's if you're passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane.
What's some good news?
Yeah, I'd love some.
There's no tropical activity out there in the Gulf or really in the central Atlantic at this point. Ernesto's way up there in the North Atlantic, out of the picture. So
that is some good news.
Yeah, I did a quick hit on Bermuda, then moved on out of there. But we have nothing. No complaints.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely no complaints. But I think that'll make your afternoon. You put some smiles on folks' faces.
Oh, for sure. And it serves as a great headliner for the weather segment here. Partly cloudy out in Pensacola, currently 91 degrees. Low is going to be 74 with mostly clear skies. As for tomorrow, it's going to be a bit more of the same. High of 93. Sunny. Chris mentioned last hour, we saw that humidity kind of is starting to break up. Slowly but surely. I cannot express enough how slowly it's doing so. But it is starting to break up. It's starting to feel a bit more relenting. So nothing too severe for today or tomorrow. That's your traffic and weather together. 5:17. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender. Maybe you know the name. Kind of important. We'll see what he's got to say about these election results that we're going to be covering later tonight. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results tonight at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We warned you. We've got another interview regarding the election primary here tonight with Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender. Robert, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
We're doing fantastic. Chris,
hey, Robert, it's a real pleasure, and thank you so much for spending a few times. Chris Bryan here, and we're speaking to Robert Bender, of course, the election supervisor in Escambia County. Robert, how has the whole process gone up to this point?
I think it's gone really well. Of course, we have a little bit of opening hiccups, as we do with just any election or any electrical equipment, but importantly, we try not to disenfranchise the voters. We have backup procedures in place, protocols in place that we can switch systems and get everything open. So we were accepting voters at 7 a.m. this morning, and as long as they're in line by 7 p.m. tonight, their vote will count.
Hey, Robert, how does this whole process play out in terms of do you have a timeline where you kind of have an idea of who's going to be the winner or who's not going to be the winner? How do you all factor that thing out?
Sure. So, we have three ways to vote. Election day was started out slow. It's actually started out slow across the state. But the last, ever since about 3:30, last 2 hours, they've started to grow a little bit quicker. So, election day, has actually just surpassed our numbers of vote by mail. So that will be our largest, turnout is through election day. But immediately after 7 p.m., we will release those mail and early voting results, which will account for about 60 to 65% of the results. And those are results that we've already tabulated over the last few weeks from the vote by mail and last week with the early voting. So that'll get out a few minutes after 7 o'clock. The election day results will be updated as they're received to our office. And then hopefully within an hour and a half, 2 hours, we'll have all those precincts that we'll have reported, and the unofficial results will be complete for the evening.
For many years, I sat down at the office down there on Palafox Place and waiting for those results to come in. Always the last area to come in is the town of Century up in that area. Is that still the last in terms of hanging on there to getting the results?
So we do modem the results. It's a secure connection to our facility from the machine. It's not connected to the internet otherwise. It's how we get those unofficial results. It depends if there's good reception in Century tonight. That depending on how those come in, sometimes you may have something closer to Molina where the machine just doesn't connect to our site. So. So you just never really know, but hopefully the Century's able to connect tonight, and we'll get those results just as they roll in with the rest of the precinct.
Yeah, I can tell you the number of hours we sat in your office there waiting for those results to come in from the north end of the north end of the county today. And as far as the voting has gone, what has been the hot spots in our local area, and who had the most really the folks participating in the election process?
It's across the board, really. It varies. We just have some different, we just have some precincts that are larger than others.
Right.
Of course, some of our, 114 Windy Hill, we've had 462 already. Wild Lake Church, 336. So it varies. I know Pensacola Beach started out really strong this morning. Trinity Presbyterian Church right there on Bayou. We've had 446. So it's, again, just some of those larger precincts are showing. But, our turnout overall for the election is just over 22% right now, headed towards 23% across all three of those three ways to vote. So, two years ago, we had 29% turnout.
Right.
So it's a little bit lower than where we were 2 years ago, but our early voting was within about 30 people from where we were 2 years ago. So it's that vote by mail has been a little bit less, but we've also sent out 20,000 fewer ballots. So to only be a few thousand behind in the number of ballots returned, given that we had 20,000 fewer ballots go out, we had a higher rate of return.
Hey, here's a question for you. You having a good time?
I'm enjoying it. Actually, someone asked me, she's like, I know you've been working hard for long hours for the last couple of weeks. How are you still smiling? And it's because we enjoy it. We do have fun. It is serious. Of course, we all enjoy what we do. And this is, the time that we get to, I'd say, shine, right, is that we've put on a good election. And make sure that the people's voice gets heard.
And one thing that I can add to that, Robert, you've got a tremendous staff over there, Sonia, Daniel, and the crew over there. You got a lot of experienced people over in that office.
Some, Sonia's experienced and some, but actually we have very, I'd say green staff. March was the first election for a lot of them. But of course we have David Stevens, who was here for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually retired when I was on the canvassing board in 2020, but he's been back helping us out a little bit. And so he'll be working the computer tonight, cause we're down an employee, due to illness. So, and that's the great thing is that we always step in and help each other out. But of course, today would not be possible without the poll workers. It is a long day for them. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're usually at their precinct starting to set up at 5:30. Really hats off to them for being a part of this process. Because, again, without them, we wouldn't be able to have today.
Robert, busy day for you. Thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
Robert
so
Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. This guy, when he just hung that phone up, I guarantee you he's screaming to the glass room, you're not going to see him till after 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. But right. We got him. And
yes.
that was the important thing. I spoke to him earlier today. I said, I promise I won't hold you long. I know you're on this tight wire here.
Right.
Thank you, Robert Bender.
It was for sure.
Really very, very, very nice of him to join us today.
And from one Robert to another, we've got Bobby Rossi coming after the upcoming Fox News break. He's going to drop in live this time, live call in. And
he's not eating this time, I guess.
No, he already touched on the foods that he was enjoying.
He's been eating his way around Chicago since
yes.
he's been up there.
So unless he has since had something else that he's really desperate to share, it's probably not going to be about the Chicagoan diet. I will say we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather in here. We did have an accident report where Pace Boulevard meets Palafox Street. Luckily, the congestion in that area has just about cleared up. Still have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, though. And man, it's gotten really rough on Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And that's in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still giving us a lot of trouble,
absolutely,
a lot of grief.
It's not 6 o'clock yet.
And the same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing by Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, it's the same that we've been saying. That temperature slowly but surely creeping down as we get through this evening, but it's still 91 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 74 with mostly clear skies.
You're such an optimist.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I never stress the slowly and surely too much. That's top priority. But yes, 91 right now.
That's why I like you, man. You're an optimist. I like you.
Yeah, glass half full. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin during night two of the Democratic National Convention. Earlier, Governor Walz making a surprise appearance at the Women's Caucus meeting in Chicago.
We've got a leader of decency, of vision, of compassion, with Kamala Harris being our next president. That's what we've got.
Tonight, the DNC features former President Barack Obama as the headline speaker. Former President Donald Trump rallying voters in Howell, Michigan today, says the vice president's not reliable when it comes to managing migration at the southern border.
The border czar Kamala Harris has allowed hordes of illegal alien criminals to literally stampede into our country. We're going to end that on day one. We're going to close our border. We're going to get all of the bad ones out. And we're going to get them out fast.
Last night of the DNC, President Biden called out Republicans for voting down a border bill. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson is agreeing to acquire V-Wave, a privately held company that develops treatments for heart failure patients. That deal worth $600 million up front, with the potential to grow to upwards of $1.1 billion. Shares of Johnson & Johnson are up slightly in after-hours trading. Grocery store chain Kroger is expected to price what may be the biggest high-grade corporate bond deal in 2024. That seven-part deal will help fund its potential $25 billion merger with grocery chain Albertsons. Shares of GeoVax Labs tumbled more than 20% today after the clinical stage biotech says it's entering an agreement with an institutional investor for the purchase and sale of 1.7 million shares priced at $5 each. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, the Dow falling 61, the NASDAQ tumbling 60. That's Your Money Now.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Ever since Peyton Manning retired, the Broncos have completely failed in finding their next QB. And Denver shocked many when taking Bo Nix 12th overall during this past draft. And through two preseason games, Bo has impressed, leading 6 scoring drives while completing 70% of his passes with 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Bo obviously has a long ways to go, but at least Denver fans have some hope at QB, and that's all they can ask for. I'm Zach Gelb.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to 3. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just in time for the summer season, Pete Moore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Some time in the mud field night, watching it from the field.
reviewing this album, are we?
Yes.
We're going through individual tracks.
Yes. I wanted to wait until he got to the chorus. John Fogerty's got
hit that post,
the musical pipes of a legend, you know? So I feel like we needed to address that.
And that guy went through years of lawsuits with the record label. That's why you didn't hear Creedence Clearwater for 30 years or whatever. It was all part of a lawsuit.
Well, and I know, I mean, he had some personal struggles. Like, I think he lost his brother. He was at a very young age, and his brother was part of CCR. Very upsetting stuff there.
Fogerty has that Louisiana rock going for him.
Yes. All righty. Just about 5:40 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Got Bobby Rossi. Bobby, how you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. And just getting ready for the day two of the DNC to get underway here.
Well, and that's the thing. We got your updates and throughout the first hour, and you were talking about the new food you tried, such as like the Mr. Beef stuff. I saw Andrew McKay's Facebook post on that, and he was over the moon about it. And
Yeah,
we were talking about the stacked slate at the DNC as well, with most notably with the Obamas. So how are things looking right now as we progress through this afternoon?
Everybody's just still ramping up for things. Like I said, this is a very different feel from the RNC, where there's a lot of things going on throughout the day. There were things going on throughout the day today, but they were more planning strategy meetings. It's kind of interesting thing that happened with the Democratic Party today. You didn't really see this at the RNC. For example, there were strategy meetings on how to use social media for elections. There was another strategy meeting that was done earlier today on how to get the youth vote, or younger people to vote, how to get from apathy to action for the younger people. There was other strategies on how to utilize different technologies out there to encourage people to vote. I thought that it was pretty interesting. And a lot of these things media is not invited to, but these are strategy meetings on how we can build the party. And I thought that was kind of interesting. That's kind of what went on today. Those were the strategy meetings going on today. There was a female governor's caucus meeting that happened, like an open forum. And there was another meeting for the Black caucus that met today. Things like that happened, but most of it today was strategy meetings.
Right. And there's a part of that I really wanted to hone in on. These meetings, you said they had the goal of basically structuring the party and getting it all as one collective unit. And that's something that for a while now we could have said should have been the Democratic Party's top priority. I mean, you know, especially with these, we have these protesters at the DNC for a reason. There's still some clashing over the Israel-Hamas thing amongst Democrats and left-wingers. But also, we had the Biden thing, and there was always the argument that, okay, are we focusing too much on trying to nab Trump? Maybe let's focus on how we can make, you know, promote our own policies, promote our own beliefs, make us seem better instead of making Trump seem worse. So I think it's good that it seems like on an official scale, they're developing the party into this unified beast, because that's how you're going to.
Well, they try to do that. Now, I'll say this, and Andrew and I talked about this a little bit this morning. The protesters that are out there, they don't even classify themselves as Democrats. They're far left of the Democrats. They feel like the Democrats are not that much different than the Republicans, and that they're full of neocons and things like that as well. And so they feel like they might be able to work with the Democrats more than the Republicans, but they don't identify as Democrat. They're far left of that even.
Hey, Bobby, you were mentioning, Chris Bryan here, you were mentioning earlier about the protesters actually not even close to the United Center.
Not even close, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Does that kind of blow their head about this thing? Because that's what it's all about, getting that airtime, television, radio, whatever it may be. That's why they're there. Because that's exactly what they need. And if they don't get that, so has anybody really tapped into those guys and saying, well, how do you feel about this decision five blocks
away? Oh, yeah. I mean, when they get an opportunity, they make sure they let people know about it. I saw one report earlier, actually today, somebody was saying that they feel like the numbers they've got for the protests are significantly down from where they thought they would be. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because they're like, well, what's the point? We thought we were going to be in front of delegates and might be able to convince a few delegates to, you know, because a lot of these delegates, they're party chairs in their own respective counties.
Right.
And I just happened to bump into the Walton County's Democrat chair last night and met her. So a lot of these delegates are party chairs in their own county, or they are on the committee. in their county, and so they can have influence. And so these protesters were hoping that they would reach somebody who can have influence, even if it's on a local level, and try to convince them of their cause. And instead, they're 5-6 blocks away, out of the way, you know. So unless you walk over to them, you're not going to be confronted by it. So, yeah, a lot of them are quite frustrated at that.
Have they given you a sneak peek in terms of what we can expect to hear from Michelle Obama or Barack Obama?
Oh, no. They didn't even release the actual schedule of speakers until like a couple hours ago.
Wow.
Like this morning, it was like Michelle will be speaking, Barack will be speaking, J.B. Pritzker will be speaking, and then it was like, that's it, or Doug Emhoff. And we didn't have the full slate. We didn't have the schedule until just a couple hours ago. Like I said, the Democratic Party is keeping it very close to the vest, all of this. Whereas the RNC, we had the slate for the whole week. We already knew what the schedule was for the whole week of who was going to speak, who wasn't going to speak, et cetera.
I'm really surprised that I would argue that a lot of people would have put their money on the RNC being a bit more secretive. And you know, because I know that one of the things that you and Andrew mentioned back when you were in Milwaukee was a lot of people that were present were very apprehensive about talking to the media. And yep. I know you said that, yeah, there's several spots here at the DNC where like media may not be involved or whatever or allowed. So, yeah, I'm surprised that they're kind of keeping it kind of hush hush until it's time for showtime. I find that a little bit odd when the RNC is typically seen. The Republicans are seen, you know, they're the ones that were credited with starting the whole fake news, you know, that whole title. So, yeah, that's a bit of a surprise there. You know, we joked about this right before we brought you on. So this is just my little frivolous question for you. Have you eaten anything else since you last spoke about what you ate?
Nope. No, we ate enough of that Italian beef. And I got one. Here's the thing. I got an Italian beef with an Italian sausage in it. Ooh. And so if you hadn't had Italian beef sandwich, it's basically a roast beef. It's roast beef that's been marinated in Italian seasonings and some peppers and things. And it has an au jus that is a little bit spicier than your normal French dip au jus. And I got that. I got the shredded, basically roast beef sandwich, like an au jus, like a French dip type sandwich, but it's spicier. And then inside my sandwich, I had an Italian sausage too. So,
wow.
Yeah, I loaded up. It was good stuff. Yeah, yeah. It was good stuff. Yeah.
This is our 5:45 food update.
Yeah, that's sure. Right. 5:45 food update.
Yeah,
right. Chicago.
Oh, by the way, I really enjoyed listening to you and Andrew this morning. I caught y'all this morning. And I heard you talking about the protesters and all. And I was mentioned to Austin. I said, "Do you realize Bobby was on the morning show?" Oh, yeah.
That's what they did at the RNC. Yeah, that
nice job, Bobby. You guys were great.
Yeah, burning the candle.
Yeah, I don't know how he keeps me awake that early, but somehow he keeps me awake. So
good stuff.
Yeah, burning the candle at both ends. All right, Bobby, take care. We'll hear. I'm assuming we'll get one or two updates.
Yeah, I'll get
from
a couple
you.
More updates for you next
in,
hour.
In hour great. Three. All righty, thank you, sir. Alrighty, Bobby Rossi there. That moment of silence, by the way, was intentional. I was like, just in case he says, okay, see ya. Just wanted to make sure I didn't want to cut him off. Because that's just, we're professionals here.
Yeah, that was because you wanted to do an edit in that position. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to go back through the podcast. I'm
I
sure.
know what you guys
Which,
are
by
up
the
to.
Way, you can hear on newsradio923.com on the podcast page, Pensacola right now.
And that is really nice because you guys have archived these things.
Oh, for sure.
You can go back and listen to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to say this was a one takeaway that from what Bobby discussed, the whole protester situation. You know, as he said, they may not label themselves Democrats, but that's the thing. I mean, I would assume that they're more Democrat than Republican, especially when it comes to like pro-Palestinian issues. I know that's not the only thing we hear there, but you know, pro-Palestinians are far more likely to be left-leaning than right-leaning in my experience. So I don't, but he was acting like they didn't really align to an affiliation, so they may just be anarchists. I don't know. Just past 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here, or at least as quick as I can make it. We've had several spots giving us issues on the roads. What were you going to say?
I really would love for Bobby or Andrew or somebody to go over there and question some of the people that are protesting and ask them exactly what are they protesting.
They may not like to talk to the media either.
They probably don't know is what I'm getting at.
Oh, no. That's
I'm talking
the thing.
About talking yeah. points.
No, you'll see videos about that, and that's the thing. It's like, what are you protesting for and why? And a lot of them can't answer you.
And what's the reasons you're doing this?
Right.
They don't have a clue.
That, like, the Ivy League campuses, the issues that were going on there with these protests, that people would go on campus and say, why are you here? And they either didn't want to answer or couldn't.
Are people like George Soros having these folks on the payroll?
I don't know.
Somebody's paying these people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they could definitely, at least some of them, could definitely be, this could be to send a message on a more professional scale.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Oh, for sure.
That's what it is.
Looking at the roads here, I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still pretty heavily backed up, pushing you back to I-110 north. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road, that's still very heavily backed up as well. Never any confirmation of an accident or anything, though, just some tough traffic. If you're traveling westbound on Olive Road, this is going to be if you're approaching Cody Lane, got some issues developing over there as well. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola, still partly cloudy with a low of 74 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow is going to be very similar with a high of 93, mostly clear on Wednesday night with a low of 75. So we're establishing some consistency here that's not as miserable as usual.
If you're traversing the area of Mary Kitchens Road out there on Garson Point, from there to Garson Point Road, might be some traffic problems.
Right.
They've got some of those roads blocked off. Listen, yes. I could go over 30 roads with you. They've lifted the ban. I'm not going to do that.
Yes,
I will not subject
don't.
You to that. But I will tell you, if you're maneuvering in the 6400 block of Mary Kitchens, is if you want to pinpoint it there, all the way to Garson Point Road, there is some problems.
Right.
So let me tell you what the problems are. Smoke.
Yes, there is smoke in the
road
from that.
The blaze is pretty much out. The first responders got that thing knocked down.
Yeah, the brush fire itself is relatively contained just about completely. But, yes, there is still smoke in the area, and there were still some blockages, that and there were first responders on the scene monitoring the situation. So, yes, if you are in that area, be on the lookout for that. Just about 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, we'll touch some more on this DNC and election results stuff, because I know I think we are, at least currently, good with interviews for the election.
Yeah.
As far as, we'll cover more on those until
there's some surprises.
Oh, for sure. There are some surprises once we get to our 7 to 9 election coverage when we're focusing solely on that. But when we return, we may get some stories for you that are a bit different than what we've been touching on so far. For example, Chris, Disney changing its position in a wrongful death lawsuit. No so way. We may touch on that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here, maybe a minute or so beforehand, but that's okay. There's several things to touch on here. Let's see. We did, right before we went to break, we'll touch on it again. There were some partial road blockages still lingering on Mary Kitchens Road near Garson Point Road, that entire area there, because there was that 12-acre brush fire, which has been just about completely contained. But there is some smoke still lingering in the area, and firefighters are monitoring the situation. So just something to keep in mind if you're traveling towards that area.
Here's something else to keep in mind. Do you fish?
No, I do not.
Well, if you are a fisherman.
I can't set you up for the segue. I'm sorry,
no,
sir.
No, that's okay. Because after a successful summer red snapper season, it is time to break out the rods and reels for the 42-day fall red snapper season gets underway on Sunday.
Yes. And hopefully, if the weather is anything like it's been today, it will be relatively accommodating for that. Still hot, of course. It's Florida in August. It's going to be hot. But the humidity's kind of creeping down a bit.
I just got a text that I would share. We don't have TV monitors in here, but I would show you. We have a person listening to us in Washington,
yes,
D.C.
Right.
And she was bragging the fact. She said, "I heard you guys talking about your temperatures. 63 for a low tonight in Washington."
Oh my goodness. I think I may have mentioned it yesterday or a couple days ago, but I will. I'll look at the weather on my phone and just to get hopefully a contact high of, you know, what cooler temperatures are supposed to feel like this time of year. And it is. It's unbelievable.
I don't know about you. I got an iPhone, okay?
Yes,
and every morning when I fire that sucker up, what temperature do I get? Cupertino. Here's the temperature in Cupertino.
I get Milton, and it's dreary. 91 degrees in Pensacola currently. Got a low of 74 tonight with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow's going to be very similar with a high of 93 and low of 75 on your Wednesday night. All righty. So I hinted at this Disney situation before we went to break. So Disney, of course, we touched on this last week. They have a restaurant on one of their resorts or whatever, one of their parks, supposed to be allergen friendly. Couple eating there. Woman has severe allergies. She says, "Hey, I can't have yada, yada, yada." They say, "We assure you the food you have in front of you does not include yada, yada, yada." It did. She died. Very horrible situation. Well, the man tried to sue. Disney said, "You can't do that because of the fine print in a Disney Plus trial you signed up for 5 years ago." Now, this is one of the most greedy and, dare I say, evil hills that Disney could ever die on. And they were getting a lot of hate on it, rightfully so. Well, now they're changing their position. The company announced last night that it's now waiving its right to arbitration in the case. Jeffrey Piccolo filed the lawsuit after his wife died, of course. Disney originally claimed the lawsuit should be tossed because the plaintiff agreed to arbitration, that's the key word they're using here, when he signed up for the subscription. But now Disney says that we strive to put humanity above all other considerations, and this situation warrants a sensitive approach to expedite a resolution, making it sound like it was their idea and that they weren't pressured into it by the masses. By waiving its right to arbitration, the case can proceed to court. Piccolo is asking for more than $50,000 in damages. My goodness. Just what a terrible, terrible situation there. I mean, it is mind-boggling, man.
How can newscasts go through it without what's her name?
Oh, you talking about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's on the screen right now.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you hear about it all the time. She does her concerts and, you know, she had to cancel some concerts. I believe they were the European date.
Are you talking about a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
In Vienna, I think?
I think it was something like that.
Because it was like, yeah, those terrorist threats. Right.
Listen, all I can say is I don't care if you like her music or not like her music. She's a smart businesswoman.
Oh, for sure.
Billion-dollar businesswoman. You got to applaud that, man.
Well, and that's the thing, and she's one of those artists, and you really don't see this a lot, at least with artists of her success, but you do. She started as like a country, young, cute country singer, and then she moves into this more mature, you know, pop culture icon, and yeah, I mean, it's, you know, she did a complete makeover. Elvis Presley did similar. You know, he kind of started out with the, you know, jailhouse rock, and then I kind of talked about that later in his career. So he did it, and that's good company to be in. But yeah, for sure. Congrats to Taylor Swift.
Do that again. Wait, do that.
which one? The jailhouse rock one or the little less satisfaction?
Give me that one again.
Little less conversation, Elvis. Everybody, let's rock.
That's great. Okay,
I do.
Okay, enough.
Yeah, I'm starting to hurt my throat here. All jokes aside, Elvis, pretty dope. both ways. That's the thing. So congrats for Taylor Swift there. And I love how we brought that up out of literal nowhere. We just have TVs in here, and Taylor Swift was on the screen, and I got to doing an Elvis impression.
Off the left field we went.
Yes, that's the diverse news coverage that is questionably necessary when you're on News Radio 92.
Just trying to get you home safely this afternoon, folks.
Yes, and if we're not getting you home safely, it's because you're crying from tears in your eyes from laughing. Alrighty, just about 6 o'clock here.
Wow, what a statement. That's good.
Hour two is in the books. When we return after WEAR Top of Hour News, we'll give you a rundown of everything going on in your world today. Most notably about the primary election tonight in this area and the DNC, of course. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere!